Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome to today's Powered by Transova podcast. Today we have with us two gentlemen, Mr. Webb Fields and Mr. Dakota Moyers. Welcome to both of you and thank you for joining us today. We'll go ahead and get started and we'll have each of you kind of give us a little bit of your background and kind of how you got to be part of Team Transova. Dakota, if you want to go first, you can go ahead and kick us off.
Yeah, perfect, Sarah. Thanks for having us. Looking forward to it. So like Sarah said, my name's Dakota Moyers. I am originally from Central Oklahoma, but currently reside just west of Fort Worth with my wife and son. And I serve as the regional business manager for the South. I guess just a little bit about how I got here. So probably a typical upbringing from like a 4-H and FFA background, showed both swine and cattle growing up, and was very fortunate. My parents put me in situations to meet people that are pretty good role models that are still very active in the industry. So I've always been involved and really kind of knew growing up that I wanted to be involved in the industry, and, you know, obviously never know what you're going to do. But I was fortunate after college. I went to school, judged livestock at Connors, then transferred to A&M, got a degree in animal science from A&M. And then I was fortunate to work within the industry, spent several years with what now is a sister company at GenX, and served as an account manager there on the dairy side. And then evolved into some beef on dairy roles for the western half of the U.S. and really was intrigued by that. Got a lot of family that grew up and spent a lot of time kind of in the feeder calf world and buying and selling feeder cattle. And so it was a natural evolution. I guess probably 7-8 months ago now, I was reached out about an opportunity here at Transova and couldn't pass it up. I mean, just kind of the reputation Transova has always had. I knew it would be kind of a career that I could stick with for a pretty long time. And so I was really excited. And that's when I joined the team here in my current role.
Very good. We're glad to have you, Dakota. And thanks for the introduction. Webb, you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Absolutely. And thanks, Sarah and Emily, for having us on, as Dakota mentioned. And I'm brand new, so hopefully y'all aren't planning on beating me too much up on company facts today because I'm still getting through the manual. But much like Dakota and a lot of us, I grew up in this world. Some of my earliest memories are being shoot side or horseback with Dad. I grew up in primarily purebred seed stock, the Simmental breed specifically. We ran up and down the road every summer and throughout the year showing Simmental cattle growing up, and we're very involved with that junior association, and that just butted into a career. Went to school at Texas A&M, did livestock judging there and all that good stuff, and then since then have been in this industry, as I alluded to, sold semen and AI supplies. At one point I've managed a purebred Simmental operation at one point throughout my career. Went back to Texas A&M to manage the Beef Center for the Animal Science Department, and then was able to get a little more education in reproductive physiology while I was there. And then most recently was the executive director for one of the Indicus associations based out of Texas. Much like Dakota, got wind of an opportunity here at Transova and couldn't pass it up. Those kind of early junior projects that we had within the Simmental Association, if you will, turned into a thriving, or what I'll call a thriving, business for us. And largely that had to do with success we had with those junior projects using Transova to multiply our success and turn that into a business. And so certainly have known about Transova for a long time, been a client of Transova's for a long time, and was extremely excited to join the team.
Great. Yeah, Webb, you say that you don't know your Transova facts, but as a client, I'm sure you probably know more than what you think you do. So, and we had the pleasure of doing a testimonial with you in Houston a couple years ago. So don't sell yourself short. You probably know more than what you think.
I know enough to get around. So
that's enough to be dangerous.
Yeah, enough to be dangerous. That's exactly right.
And I think before we get into the Transova stuff here, I think Dakota made a good point of we should bring up that Sarah and Webb are both judging this summer. So if you guys want to put a plug out for where you're going to be, now is the time.
Take calls in at the end of this, towards the end of this episode and answer questions. So
but that might be dangerous to do, Webb. I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I get the pleasure of judging showmanship at the Simmental Junior Nationals this summer, and it's kind of neat because it will be in Des Moines, Iowa, which is where I kind of grew up showing, and so it will be like going home, so to speak. So I'm excited for that opportunity.
Absolutely, and I've got a chance to judge the All-American, which is the Brahman Junior Nationals, something I've never thought that I'd certainly have the opportunity to do, and a lot of and kind of neatly tie this in here, Sarah. As I mentioned, I grew up in the Simmental Association, and showmanship was a huge thing for me. And so taking those steps, as many of our clients and probably young listeners are doing now, and all that kind of gets you or kind of stepping stones into roles like this. And so it's neat being in this world.
Yeah, definitely. It's fun to see how everybody's connected, and it's a really small world and a small industry of how everybody knows each other and how well all of those opportunities kind of translate down the road into your future. And I think that's what makes our industry so great is the opportunities that we provide the youth, and because they are the future. Well, getting into the nitty gritty here, before we go on, I think it's good that we define what the South region is. So Dakota, could you do that for us before we get into this of, you know, we're talking about the South. Well, what states does that actually entail?
Yeah. So the South, actually, we just went through kind of a modification here recently with the lab in Georgia coming online here. And so the South now is consisted of the states of Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico are the primary areas of responsibility for the South. And so it keeps us busy. It's a pretty large area, pretty dense population of cows across there from the beef side of things and even on the dairy business. And so it takes a full team to accomplish it down here.
You guys have done a great job giving us backgrounds and kind of outlining, you know, the region that you guys are both covering and where your expertise lies, so to speak. Webb, maybe you're new, so maybe this is what you're still establishing, but what does a normal day look like for you? And then Dakota, kind of maybe explain your role as well.
Yeah, so my official title, Sarah, is CSR coordinator, and a CSR is client service representative. And so it's my role to basically help lead and manage the CSR staff that we have, and something certainly that I hope that I'm doing effectively to this point. I think it's a great group of young people, which we'll probably talk about here in just a little bit. But as I've echoed to them, they're better at being a CSR than I am. They've done it longer and they do a great job. What I'm hoping to provide is my background is kind of the quote unquote old guy within this group now, which I'm not sure how I feel about just yet, but provide, basically my background and scenarios that I've been in. I've made a career out of sales and management. And so really just being a springboard for them as they have issues that come up, or, hey, how should we handle the client in this scenario? As you mentioned, Emily, I've been a client, and so I know how I would want to be approached. And so I try to provide that guidance for them. And so, again, in my role, it's really leading and managing our CSR team for here in the South. And every day can be a little different. And that's what I like. I come into the office, I fill up a huge cup of coffee because I don't know what I'm getting into. And that makes it fun. I've got a few cows that I schedule myself as I pick up clients here. But largely, again, it's providing leadership, providing guidance as scenarios pop up. And a lot of problem solving. And that's what's unique about the role is, as I mentioned, every day's different, every problem's different. So we approach it differently. It's unique. It's a lot of talking within not only a CSR group, but the lab group, the guys at the shoot, just trying to problem solve situations that pop up. And so every day is a little different, and that's what's made it fun so far.
Yeah, and I guess just to kind of probably echo a little bit of what Webb said, that was probably what I was the most excited about when I heard Webb was going to join the team, of coming from a client aspect of seeing how to serve clients. I mean, because that's ultimately what the client service team does, and take care of those. And I think Webb brings a great shot of experience. We're not going to call him the old guy. I'm not going to label him that way, but a good shot of experience that's going to help all of us go forward. And so super excited when I heard Webb was joining the team, and it's been fun working with him so far. I guess my role is a little probably maybe more challenging to describe because I don't have a single day that looks the exact same. And so we talked about the region a little bit. My primary responsibility within the southern region is I take everything west of I-35, the whole state of Oklahoma, the whole state of New Mexico, and then I even jump up into southwest Kansas based off some previous relationships in the dairy side of the business and help our team there in that area. And so To tell you what my day looks like, I don't know, that's different every single day. I could walk you through some days where one day I might see a guy that's got buck and bulls. The next day I might see a guy that wants to talk about tiger stripe embryos on the Gulf Coast. And the next day I talk to a dairy. And so it's never the same. I guess at the end of it, if you really drill down what I try to do, I go out and I talk to current clients and just make sure things are going there and report back to Webb and his team. But I spent a lot of time out looking for new business. As we talked about, the lab in Georgia has opened up some spots and some space there within Bryan and even out in Dumas, the two labs down here within the South. And so I get the opportunity to try to help backfill those positions or backfill that business that's moved to new labs. But at the same time, I get to work with an awesome group of people. And honestly, I tell people a lot of times I'm probably the luckiest person is because I've got a great group of people around me that make my job easy. From the CSR team to the professional service team to the lab to you name it, I have a lot of confidence in everything they do. And so it makes my job easy to go out and grow business because I can say with the utmost confidence that we've got an awesome team that's great at their job. And so that's probably the most exciting part about some of the stuff I get to do. But my job's so different every day, it'd be hard to really tell you exactly what it even is.
Awesome. So you both had talked a lot about the team down there in the South, and we're going to focus mainly on the Bryan office because Webb is on. Webb, why don't you tell us a little bit more about your CSR team? Like you said, it's a young team. We've had a lot of people moving around, changing roles and backfills and everything. And I think just people want to know who's working in Bryan anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had this conversation internally on a meeting the other day, Emily, and we joked because we had an old client that was a client from years ago, and he called in and asked if, you know, if one of the gentlemen that's been here from the start was even still alive. And that was certainly something we joked about. But at the same time, I think it brings up a good scenario of yes, we've had a lot of movement, and generally it's been people that have moved up and within the company, which is what's is awesome about Transova. At the same time, as we started talking about reaching out to clients that maybe haven't used our services in a while, trying to reach out to new clients or whatever, it is a young staff. And so that provides its challenges in some situation, but provides a lot of opportunity. What's exciting to me about it, it is a young, excited staff that wants to do a really good job at their role and is ready to go to bat for the client. And that gets me very excited in terms of who we've got in here. Specifically, we've got folks like JT Kelly, who grew up in this industry, much like I did, except he did it on the club camp side and can certainly relate and understand a lot of those clients and is eager to serve his clients. We've got folks like Annie Perez, who is, I think, has the absolute potential to be one of the best CSRs that we've had down here in terms of her want and will and get after it for her clients. Holly Perez, who grew up in this industry and is cut from the same cloth and is serving clients out there in the direction where she grew up. Justin Rhodes, who's actually the old guy. I'm not the oldest. Justin Rhodes is the oldest. I just want to point that out. But a guy that schedules as many or more cows than anybody on our team, is very much entrenched in the industry, specifically on the indica side. And then we talked about the Bryan office. specifically, but Savannah Dye, Dakota can get into this a little more, but schedules a ton of cows at Clay's and does a great job up there in Oklahoma. And again, so it's a group of young people that are aggressive, that want to be successful, and they want to do a good job for their clients. And so if you don't know this team, I encourage you to call in to the Bryan office if you're within our region. Anybody that picks up the phone can help you. Reach out to me. You can reach me here at the Bryan office, and you can reach me at my cell phone at any point. And I'll get you in touch with whoever makes the most sense for you personally. We want to build those relationships and do a great job for our clients. And that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, I'm just going to highlight one. She's not on Webb's team, but she's in the South. She's based out of Dumas. Katrina Fowler. I actually don't even know who Katrina's boss is anymore, to be 100% honest, but she's based out of Dumas, and she does an awesome job for the team up there at a few satellites and what else she plays a role in. And so, yeah, Webb nailed it. That's an awesome group of people. I enjoy working with them. The amount of text messages I get or phone calls or comments about how happy they are with X, Y, or Z. You name the CSR, I've heard a positive comment about it. And so I'd echo Webb's comment. If you don't know them, get to know them, because they're an awesome group of people.
Thank you both for the shout out to those definitely qualified individuals. We all once started as the young staff member, right? And for some of us, that was longer ago than others. But that's what I appreciate about the company, is that we've been given that opportunity to grow within our positions and roles. And so you see that within Transova, and I think it's a good thing, because there's opportunities within and without side of Transova. And we'll give a special shout out to Grandpa Justin too, just because we gotta show Justin that we love him too. Dakota, you know, Webb just talked about the Bryan office and some of that staff. Could you maybe go into some of the outlying satellite centers that are located in your area and those that you work with? And you know, you've mentioned Savannah and Clay's, but kind of go into some of that detail if you don't mind.
We've got a numerous group of satellites and satellite ownership that's awesome to work with, and we're always looking to add some new ones where it makes sense. We want to make this opportunity as convenient as possible for everybody. And we've done a nice job. We've got some locations, like I said, in every state that we do some business in. And I'm just going to highlight a few, but you can find the whole list of them there on the website. We'll talk about Clay's. It's probably the oldest satellite within the South region and the largest within our area. And Bobby and Christina do an awesome job up there. Obviously, the team, the professional service team in Savannah, like we talked about, have done an incredible job to allow that business to grow. But they offer a full scale of services there at Clay's. And so that'd be an awesome place. We're got another one in Oklahoma at Glover's, and then we're going to add one here this fall. We're in the process of finalizing everything there. There's several out in the Panhandle. We've got Muleshoe and Besner's there to cover the clientele base out there. One here in Central Texas that's actually a unique situation, because it's managed by actual employee of Transova, a friend of mine and Webb's, Dr. Joseph Blunt, a young guy that's very aggressive. They're out of Hamilton. And then there's one in Arkansas, actually just had an open house there at 777 in Magnolia that can service those clients. And then down in Louisiana, I'm not even going to attempt to say what town name that's in, because I'm going to crucify it, and I'm not even going to attempt it, but you can find it on the website. Bulls is located down there in Louisiana. And so, like I said, there's stuff in South Texas. We've kind of got them spread out, and we're always looking for new ones, but a great group of satellite ownerships that are conveniently located for folks to make it as easy as possible for clients to run cows and get the service that they need done.
Very good. Dakota, before we move on to Bobby Clay, does donor housing as well at the Bryan office, and where are the other ones that offer that?
Yeah, like you said, Clay's offers donor housing Dustin offers a little bit of donor housing. Joseph offers some donor housing. Yeah, so there's lots of locations that offer donor housing. Some of our satellites, like Bobby's, will offer some pregnant recips from time to time, depending on the availability, and that offers there in the Bryan location as well. But depending on your location and kind of where you're at, I'd say reach out to the client service team. We'll figure out what location's closest to you, and if it needs donor housing, if that location doesn't offer that, we'll make some accommodations and find spots where it makes sense for you to go.
Great. Thank you for that. Webb, you know, you talked about growing up in our industry and also in that area down south. How do you see Transova services impacting your region and the clientele down there?
Yeah, I've seen it firsthand over the last 10 or so years in terms of my affiliation as a personal client of Transova, or in a role that I was in that utilized Transova services. I've seen businesses pop up out of nowhere, basically taking one cow, being able to multiply that cow, taking her to different sires, hone in on a specific product, maybe a female product, and absolutely turn that into a huge and thriving business. And I've seen that time and time again across multiple breeds. And as I mentioned in our own story, you know, we were a bunch of junior 4-H kids showing calves, and that turned into us wanting to be within the business, at least in a small role, and we turned to Transova to help us do that. And then specifically, we're affiliated with Simmental, and we started generating some Simbrel cattle, just location-wise, it made sense for our clients being in the South, and turned that into a business. And that's largely due to utilizing Transova and getting the product that we need. So I've seen it over and over again. And that's one of the most exciting things for me to be a part of this team is because I see how life-changing having that relationship and utilizing Transova can be for people within this industry. And we're seeing it on the commercial side too, in terms of I see every day utilizing Progenis down here, huge groups of commercial cattle that are half sibs to each other, full sibs to each other, huge groups that are extremely uniform and have a ton of quality. And that's a direct impact that Transova's had. So it's been really neat to see, and I expect to just see more of it.
Very good. I think this podcast is fun because you both come from background and experience that gives you, you know, kind of unique insight into our business, both from the external standpoint, now internal standpoint. And Webb, you bring up a good point talking about the commercial industry and Progenis. Dakota, I'd like to talk about what you see the biggest areas for growth could be for the South. And maybe if you want to include some information about Progenis embryos that Webb just mentioned, as well as the traditional growth and what you see coming for your area.
Yeah, no, I think Webb probably segued perfect into this, because I think the biggest growth within the South region, you know, the team at Transova has done such a great job down here servicing your purebred clientele and your show side of things and different stuff. But I think the commercial clientele base is probably where we have the largest growth, both from a beef and dairy aspect. And like Webb said, the Progenis F1 embryos, the tiger stripe embryos, I think offer tremendous value to a large group of our clientele, both here in the South and the Southeast. But I think as we dive further into it, probably where I see the largest growth and on the Progenis side is the commercial dairy market. And we talked to, I said, you know, I come from a sister company after a recent acquisition there in Eurus on the Gen X side. And so I spent a lot of time on commercial dairies. And I think there's a large growth opportunity for our region to highlight those clients that we haven't in the past and be able to work with them, whether it's through the terminal beef embryos that we offer through Progenis, or the Hojo Holstein Jersey embryos, or even just turning those clients into IVF customers that are making replacements. I think there's a lot of growth opportunity within that dairy market that I spend a lot of time focusing on, because we have such a great team that has great connections in so many different pockets within the beef industry. You know, being one of the newer guys, I had to find my lane, and I felt really comfortable in that dairy lane, and I thought there was a lot of opportunity and a lot of growth potential there. And so that's where I spend the majority of my time. I still dabble my toes in when I get into Oklahoma with the beef clients and different things like that. But I think there's a world of opportunity in the South. Obviously, the lab in Georgia creating some space is going to allow all of us to be just a shot more aggressive in how we grow the business back to where it was before those clients that were traditionally running down here in Bryan moved to Georgia. And so it's an exciting opportunity to kind of fill that as we move forward.
Awesome. You talk a lot about opportunities and, you know, just a lot of progressive stuff in the industry, not only beef, but also dairy. Dakota, and I want Webb to lay in on this too. What are you most excited about in the next year and maybe even the next 5 years with a lot of the possibilities that you've been talking about today?
Yeah, I think there's probably so many ways you could take that question on what's the most exciting. I think, you know, we start from just maybe like the internal side of it. I'm really excited. I think we've got an awesome team in place, and I know there will obviously be changeover in the next 5 years. But I think there's the right-minded people, and that's what was probably the most intriguing about joining the Transova team was my mindset aligned really well with what Transova's vision was of how we wanted to grow from an internal perspective and how the kind of people we wanted to represent Transova and work with clients. And so I think that's very exciting. We always have people wanting to know how they can work with us or work for Transova. And so I think that's exciting to look forward to. I think the excitement of, you know, we can look at it maybe a little bit of a scary thing, you know, like I said, with replacing the business that went to Georgia, but that's going to allow us to maybe be more aggressive on some clients that maybe in the past we've just maybe been tight on space and haven't been able to be the most aggressive with. And I'm, you know, I'm probably going to sound like a broken record, but when I go back to the dairy side of the business in the South, there's large commercial dairies within our region that I think are really exciting for. And it gets to play a little bit on the cattle feeding side, the feeder calf side of things with the terminal embryo. But I get really excited about that. I spend lots of time thinking about it. I spend lots of time talking to dairies about it. And I think there's worlds of possibility and a whole new set of clients that we've never imagined. And I think we can, you know, in that world, we could streamline some processes a little bit and make it just a shot easier on them. And so I'm really excited to be maybe on the front end of that and see it all develop over the next year to 5 years and see the role that Transova can play for those clients and how we can assist them in multiplying success.
Yeah, I would agree completely, Dakota. And I guess as I start to think about this question from a year perspective, from a 5 year perspective, I guess from in the next year perspective, I think kind of internally and getting my feet underneath me here at Transova and just learning more about the team that's here. I think there's somewhere around 40 staff members out of the Bryan office. We kind of have joked internally that I think if somebody wanted to have make some episodes of something similar to The Office, this would be a good group to follow because it's extremely diverse and unique and everybody's got their own personality and it makes coming to the work every day fun. And I think it'd be a good show. So if anybody's listening, maybe think about that. But I do want to just grow more in this role, more within our team and across the team here in Bryan and throughout Transova as a whole, and then really get to just know our clients better, do a good job of reaching out to clients, new clients, old clients that are maybe coming back to us, and just provide an excellent level of customer service, as we talked about earlier. And we've had internal conversations already. When somebody pulls up to this Bryan office, I want them to swing that door and be greeted and helped in a manner that they really feel at home, because that's how I think the Transova mantra is. It's a very much a team atmosphere. I always felt as a client that Transova was a part of my team in terms of how much they cared and their involvement in scheduling and in trying to produce a product for me that worked. They always were excited when I had success. They were upset when maybe it didn't go good. And I certainly want to make sure in my role that I'm making clients feel that same way. And so that's a real priority for me over the next year. In terms of a five-year outlook, it's extremely exciting, I think, where we can go. And already I've seen R&D stuff happening here at Transova that we've implemented in terms of trying to make sure that conception rates are as good as they can possibly be. And so I really feel like Transova is the absolute leader within this industry in terms of generating embryos that generate into a live animal that can be a product for our client base. And I'm already seeing that. And so just the leaps that I think we can take internally to help drive the industry in a positive direction, I think are tremendous as I start to think about 5 years down the road and some bigger picture aspects like Dakota is mentioning in terms of different industries or things maybe we didn't think of. I mean, I didn't hear beef on dairy 5 years ago personally, and then now that's all you hear. And so to think about 5 years down the road where this might be going and how Transova is going to be a leader in that, I think is certainly exciting. And I think from a commercial perspective, as Dakota talked about, I think that's the biggest ground to pick up. I think providing a product that can allow clients to have large volumes of very uniform animals is something we can absolutely help with, and excited to see that grow.
Very good. I know we had Dr. Faber on just a few episodes ago, and he mentioned that he thinks there's more progress ahead of us than there is behind us, which is hard to imagine and hard to fathom when you think about how far we've come. You've both brought up a lot of good points. One is that Transova is built of inherently problem solvers. And, you know, Webb, you mentioned that leads to continuous improvement in R&D and just that focus on always doing better for clients. And then, you know, Dakota's mentioned that we serve multiple facets of clients. And I know Emily and I, from a marketing perspective, sometimes people ask us, you know, who's your target client? And that's so hard to answer because we serve so many facets, and not one client has to look like another client in order for our toolbox to work. But then I want to say, Emily, that I wrote down this new idea of a reality show, and we're going to start in Brian. So we're going to go ahead and, you know, pitch that idea next.
I think it's a good way to make some side money for Transova. I'm just saying, yeah. I think it's going to go well.
It's like the Real Housewives of all these cities. We'll start in Brian, and then we'll go to Sioux Center, and then, you know, maybe Boonesboro, Maryland. It's just, I mean, this could be the next big thing. You heard it here today on the podcast.
Dakota and Webb, we've gone over a lot of great stuff. Is there anything else you guys were hoping to cover, you know, that Emily and I didn't cover in our questions for you? Anything you'd like to add? We're thankful that you both joined us today.
No, Sarah, again, I want to thank both you and Emily for having us on. Again, I just want to reiterate, please reach out, email, phone call. We're here to help. And so if you have any questions about IVF, the process, Transova at all, that's why we're here. So just holler at us, and we'll put you in contact with the right person, with the right satellite, the right location to help you have success. So please, if you're out there listening, just reach out. We're happy to help.
Yeah, I was just going to probably echo a little what Webb said. Webb and I might not have the answers to everyone's questions, but you can call one of us and we can send you in the direction of the person that's going to be able to answer that question for you. And that's just how the team in the South's made up. None of us maybe have all the answers, but we make a heck of a team when we all work together and focus on customer success. And that's ultimately what we all do every single day, even though all of our jobs look just a little different. We're there to give those customers a rewarding experience. And so don't hesitate, reach out. We'd love to work with everyone. Just let us know how we can help you, and we'll do our best.
Great. Well, thank you both again for being on today. We will link your emails in the podcast notes. So if anybody after listening has specific questions for you, they'll know how to get a hold of you. And like Dakota has mentioned, all of our locations are listed on the website. We've had a great run this season on the podcast, but if there's a topic that we haven't covered that our listeners really wish we would, please send us an email or get a hold of us on social media and let us know your ideas, because we are always looking to expand our topic list. And also please share and rate our podcast. That helps us get more listeners. Shameless plug. But thanks again, guys, for joining us. And we will catch you all next time on the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.